ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's 5/20/2021. And I'm going to start the show tonight with a prayer for a brother out there. Lord Jesus, will you now go to Brother James? And you know who he is right now, Lord. Brother James. Go to Brother James right now, who is unresponsive and on the ventilator, Lord, in the hospital. Lord Jesus, if it be thy will, provide him a medical miracle. Lord, I pray that you would revive him back alive and restore him to health because of kidney issues and other issues, Lord Jesus. I pray that you will assist him and provide him with medical miracles. If it be thy will, Lord. And Lord Jesus, I pray that you take his family into your arms and to assist them through this endeavor right now, Lord Jesus. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's see what I want to read. I flipped open the Bible, and right now it came to the 23rd Psalm, okay? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, and thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I now want to turn right now, and I'm going to tell you, we know the things that are starting to happen. We know that I'm going to talk to you more about them. But let's go right now as to what the answer to this stuff is. There are shortages. There's going to be what? We're going to have what, ladies and gentlemen? We're going to have what are we going to have? Well, let me read it again. And ye shall hear wars, rumors of wars. This is Matthew 24. And see that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, and pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. It's just the beginning of sorrows, ladies and gentlemen. Ah, yes. And because, and I'm going to skip a few verses here, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe to them that are with child and them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, and neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. So then Matthew 25 urges you to do what? It's the 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. And they that were wise took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept, and at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came the other virgin, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh." So you got to be ready. You got to be ready. You've got to be ready. Now, let me just talk about some other things here. Did you see? We've talked about these loon balloons. And we made them write an article. We made them write an article for cover. Let me tell you. I allege that is what the case may be, all right? And let me just see if I can pull it up right here. And basically, let's see. Yeah. It's an article on the Drive, www.thedrive.com, the war zone. And the name of the article is, let's see, "What We Know About the High Altitude Balloons Recently Lingering Off America's Coastlines." And it says, "The military has been testing high altitude balloons that are steerable and can remain aloft for a long period of times while carrying cutting edge payloads." It's an article by Adam Kehoe. That's an interesting name from the UFO world and all of that, the spook world. From the old days, May 17th, the war zone. They then show maps off the West Coast that detail some of the things that we talked about. But let me tell you, they then go on in and they show you simulations of what the packages look like. And they're big balloons with all kind of platforms. And it says, here's what it says at the beginning of the article, okay? It says, "Over the last week, at least 9 sophisticated balloons have been flying off both coasts of the U.S., mainly in areas usually associated with military training and testing. The transponder-equipped balloons have caught the interest of those monitoring flight tracking software and have been spotted from down below in a few instances. Observers have noted their ability to hold stage for a long period of time." Yes. All right, and to seemingly fly against prevailing winds. That's because they got ion engines. We know that. These high-altitude balloons are the property of Raven Aerostar, a division of Raven Industries based in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Okay. And in recent years, let's see, I'm trying to get to this. Based in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, in recent years, Raven Aerostar has been known for its collaboration with Google's parent company, Alphabet, in Project Loon, an ambitious adventure intended to extend internet access to rural areas. Oh, yeah, like off the coast of the West Coast, allegedly, spying upon all of our ships in San Diego, the Marine Corps bases, the SEAL bases, all of the stuff. Or allegedly spying upon the whole Gulf Coast. And these balloons are up at 60, 65,000 feet. And then they also can turn their transponder off. And then you can't see them. Okay? So this Alphabet Project Loon, in recent years, has been known for its collaboration with them. Well, that is allegedly Do you hear me when I say allegedly? Allegedly is ties to the Red Chinese Communist Party and military. And what I have asserted, because it has been alleged that these have been the Red Chinese command and control, and that when we have outed them and told people about them, and they go up and look at them, then all of a sudden they back away and go way out. Instead of the 12-mile limit, they go out to a 100-mile limit, or 50 miles, or they slide on down into Mexico. And then I will tell you this, now they're saying, oh, well, this is now, and they go on down in this article. The Loon balloons were designed for Raven Aerostar to fly at high altitude for extremely long durations. Project Loon announced it was shut down in January despite making significant technical strides. Since then, Raven Aerostar has continued to develop, now listen to this and think about it, its balloon technology for other sectors, notably in the realm of intelligence and defense. Oh, is that right? So you are using them to look down for intelligence and defense regions. Now, since January, the Red Chinese don't have to do it because I will allegedly, the Red Chinese gave Red China Joe's son $1.45 billion. Just like the Russian oligarchs gave his son, allegedly gave his son millions. Just like the Ukrainian Burisma energy company allegedly gave him millions. Oh, yes, isn't it wonderful? So now that you've got Red China Joe allegedly in the White House and own lock, stock, and chow mein noodle, you don't need to have them involved with Raven Aerostar because now they allegedly could get money from the Pentagon through the Beijing, Red China Joe Beijing, $10 a gallon man who they gave money to his son, $1.45 billion, allegedly. It's not even allegedly, it is true. Been reported on by so many people. And, you know, you hear that the IRS, they want to give now the IRS unlimited access to all bank accounts in the United States on a real-time basis, in and out, the outflows, the inflows, tracking. They're going to put the AI on everything in order to try to raise eventually $1.7 trillion. Yes. And they even ask old Hacky Sack, the Red Witch, Beijing's Red Witch. They even ask her, and she said, well, that's a good thing, because if you pay your taxes, you don't have to worry about anything. Well, how about you don't want the damn government looking up your keister, looking through your private parts and all your stuff, because it ain't right. And I'm going to tell you what. They can manufacture something ex post facto that you've done or did 10 years ago or whatever it is you do, and they can then make you into a criminal. Well, let me tell you what. If the government's going to surveil all your money, if they're going to surveil you, they're going to use these Google balloons, at least they're no longer hiding behind the internet bull crap. Provide the internet to the rural areas bull crap. Well, I'll tell you what. They also can do, and if you've been watching the news, you're starting to see a few themes or memes come about. One of them I saw today, old Papadopoulos from the CIA, who is a real live active, I mean, he's an agent, he's a field man. Papadopoulos, I believe, as I recall, was instrumental and involved in providing or to help to provide, courtesy of the Texas committee chairman, the Democratic Texas committee chairman years ago, to provide the missiles to shoot down the Russian helicopters and to shoot the tanks and stuff in Afghanistan, okay? And consequently, you remember the movie about all of that? and the movie about all of that. And then I also, if you would remind you that Bill Reconosciuto and people like that were involved and took a guy named, I believe his name was Osama bin Laden, and his checkbook, and took them to California to buy a bunch of those, you know, shoulder-fired missile stingers. Only they called him back then, didn't they? Then they call him something else. Let's see. Let's see. Well, they called him Osama. Then it was Usama because it was USA Ma. All right. And I can't think of his, code name at this time. Somebody email me the code name that I used to call him by, his first and last name. It was a code name, because I just can't do it right now. Because allegedly, last night, they took down some of these alleged loony balloons, and then after exposure, apparently they put one up over me last night. And consequently, today, I don't have good health today. And I saw Papadopoulos on the television with Mark McCallum today. He's got a book out, but he's also talking about how the Russians nailed him with the directed energy weapons back when he went to Moscow a few years ago, or St. Petersburg. They got him and nailed him because he was the one, I allege, was involved in helping to provide the Stingers and other armament to the Afghans to take on the Russian tanks and the Russian helicopters. So then you also have now up to like 130 or so diplomats and intelligence people, and I would suggest to you that they might be the type that are a more conservative type intelligence officers or diplomats. And consequently, we now know that the loony balloons are not for providing internet access to the rural areas, but now they're for defense and intelligence purposes, which means they're looking down. Now, when I have the question that allegedly, if that's the case, and then allegedly all this changed in January when Red China Joe, whose son allegedly took $1.45 billion, don't you know? Red China Joe now in office, then they own the executive branch, allegedly. The Red Chinese own most of our debt, okay? So then that would give them ability. They've been sending students to the Coast Guard Academy, to the Naval Academy, West Point. I remember when they sent one to the... I believe it was the Annapolis, and then they started flying the Red Chinese flag at the same height as the American flag back a number of years ago. Then I would also remind you that Old Hawk was hit by an electromagnetic or a direct-to-energy weapon years ago from a helicopter that was about 40 to 50 yards up the street and above a tree at about the height of about 60 to 70 feet, and it hovered there, and I heard the over-rev of the engine, and it went, and then the Lord Jesus told me, run. I was in the front yard of my home, and the Lord Jesus told me, run for the garage. And I took off and turned my right side to that thing and ran to the garage, and something zapped me, and I went inside. I went back to the bedroom, and I laid on the floor. And the very next day, my whole right side was numb. It stayed numb for about a year, almost a year. And then I also had blood pressure of about 256 over 166 or 176, something like that. And that was after the next day when I went to the hospital, it was like that. And since then, I've had nothing but health trouble after health trouble after health trouble. Problems with diabetes that I never had. I had a stroke in that interim period, and I never had any symptoms of that. You see? Until I got zapped. Some people don't even know that because I've been on the air for 17 years now and I don't talk about it every week. Because that would not be, you know, I mean, that's not my point. The point is that since then I've been greatly debilitated. I've also had the symptoms like Papadopoulos talked about today, a severe tinnitus and vertigo. So I've had some of that. He has other issues and health concerns, and he has bad headaches, all right? Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, those that hit me were not from the Russians. They were not from the Red Chinese on an alleged loony balloon that now is operating for the Pentagon. Well, what's that tell you about the Pentagon? That they're now in league with the company that was in league with the Google and the Red Chinese. What's that tell you about them? And line commanders who set, God bless you people that set planes up to take a look what we were talking about last week and what we talked about months ago. And the months ago, they were not operating allegedly with the Pentagon then because that's prior to January. And that means they were working with the Red Chinese. We tracked them down to Mexico, the whole nine yards. We watched them come back up into Texas. We then saw that they were headed and directly headed to Cape Canaveral at that kind of latitude and longitude. And I told you they're going for the SpaceX launch. And then they dissipated and they broke them all off. And then what happened is somebody sent up a jet back then, allegedly a jump jet, from a rural area on a rancho or on a country road west of San Antone, and they went up to a high altitude for a military jet, and then all of a sudden they boxed one, and then bingo, that thing came down. So don't tell me that this Drive article is nothing but to try to convince those in the military that, oh, everything's okay, they're just ours up there. Well, they may be just yours up there, but who are the people in charge of those programs? Are they lock, stock, and egg drop soup owned by the Red Chinese too, via the Beijing Red China Joe Brigade? Well, I'm going to tell you, go read it and tell them, cry no joy there, buddy, because I'll tell you, these things are still, I would submit to you, allegedly, and they show it all. They confirm the stuff that we were talking to you about. They confirm it. And they also have the ability with all kind of weapons to do what they're alleging the Russians are doing to people in Washington, D.C. You see, the Red Chinese would love to see the Russians and the U.S. get it in a nuclear war, blow each other up. And then the Red Chinese could come in and help everybody out, right? Now, that's not to say that the Russians ain't trouble either. Don't get me wrong. I'm not on their side. But I will tell you this. You can look at that Hal Turner's reported, and you can see the picture of it. But Hal Turner, and I believe it's at up on stevequayle.com, large explosion, Cape Cod, near the early radar station. Okay, let me just punch this up here now. Large explosion, Cape Cod, ICBM, early warning station. Okay. Early warning radar station. It shows a picture of a big fire. Large explosion near Cape Cod Airport Station's paved pause. Radar station near Sagamore, Massachusetts on the Cape Cod. Large fire presently burning there. Paved pause stands for Precision Acquisition Vehicle Entry Phased Array Warning System. Precision Acquisition Vehicle Entry Phased Array. They're looking for some kind of a nuclear weapon with multiple things to track it. The explosion was so large that workers over 2 miles away heard it. One worker reports, when I looked outside, the sky was filled with gray and orange smoke, just like that explosion which destroyed the port of Beirut, Lebanon. Cape Cod Air Force Station is the only land-based radar site providing missile warning for the eastern coast of the United States and southern Canada against any intercontinental and sea-launched ballistic missiles. So we've had a takedown of our capability to see to the east. And you know who's out there? I will say it, because although this could be the Red Chinese trying to blame it on the Russians, it could easily, just as easily, be the Spetsnaz overture already starting. The Cape Cod and Air Force Station, okay, is the only land-based radar for the eastern coast, perched high atop Flat Rock Hill near the quiet Massachusetts town of Sandwich, Mass., stands a paved pause radar station. The pyramid-shaped facility rests on 100 acres of Cape Cod Air Force Base and is the home to Air Force Space Command's 6th Missile Warning Squadron. The Space Command, okay? Well, what did they do? They took out Lohmeyer from the Space Command because he wrote that this whole thing is getting to be the whole government under this hybrid running the Defense Department now, alleged hybrid, that basically it's all about a Marxist thing and a Marxist takeover of the military. And that is true. So all you line commanders out there, all you boat drivers, okay, all of you guys that are boat driving and got your HQ on the aircraft carriers, on the destroyers, on the cruisers, on the submarines, you had better watch out for your own command, because somebody at the top is in league with the Red Chinese. And oh, I guess also didn't Joe Beijing give a green light now for the Nord Stream pipeline and remove the sanctions against Russia and specific Russian hierarchy or people in the top? And then he's letting that all get off of them that Trump put on to protect against it. And now you're giving up your energy independence and your largest exporter of energy in the world status and handing it back to the Russians, handing it back so they can then supply Northern Europe, Germany, etc., and they will then be in charge of Europe, and then all of those people will then go against Israel in the Gog Magog War of Ezekiel 38, as I read to you back in 2004 when Brother Quayle first had me on as a guest, and Steve and I went down the line of all the places that now are actually actively in a position of enmity against the United States. Venezuela, all the different places. All the Mideast. So, we've lost some capability here. Oh, maybe the fire was, explosion was started by some kind of a frequency weapon from a alleged balloon array up there. And they talk about the package just like we told you. Maybe they zapped something that was put in place down there and then turned it on or lit it up. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you had better get prepared like the best you can. But the Spetsnaz could have done this, but it could just as easily be the Red Chinese Commando. Or, like I told you, the energy weapon that hit me wasn't Russian or Chinese or Iranian. The weapon that hit me was from an NSA, allegedly NSA, chopper. Nice little two-color chopper, not a black one, just a nice little, chopper of two different colors. Sometimes they're red and white, sometimes they're green, like a teal green and white. But I will tell you what, when they hover at 60, 70 feet in the air, 40 feet up the road, and they're hovering there and they're going, and the engines are revving, and they're staying in one spot, and then the Lord tells you, in your mind, run for the garage. And when I did, they zapped me. Well, let me tell you something. There are casualties in this war, and this is a war of good and evil. All right? And I stand with the true CIC. I stand with the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven against this evil. And I've been trying to tell you for so long to prepare, and many of you have. But you need to get as much food as you possibly can. Could you feed your family or yourself or your children or grandchildren? Could you feed them for a year? Oh, you mean we just don't need 15 days like they tell us? No! Do you have enough money? And I'm not saying all of you do, and a lot of you don't. But if you're sitting out there and you got a big 401k and you're looking at the stock market teeter-tottering at the top, you know, I'll tell you what, you might want to take some of that money out and go buy yourself long-term storage food for your family and your children and your grandchildren. If you can, if you cannot, and all you got's an extra $5, then go get you a couple cans of Chunky Soup or Progresso Soup. $5 or $6, whatever you need. And that each one then becomes a ration for one person for one day. And if you do it methodically, and if you can go out and you say, Lord, please give me another extra $5 or $10 to go get some more food, some canned food. If nothing else, you can go out and get a can of Progresso beef barley or Chunky sirloin burger or whatever it is you want, minestrone or whatever type of flavor of those things you like. But get them with the meat if you can, the meat, the potatoes, the vegetables, in the gravy all at once. Then if you've got rice, you can take some rice, cook some rice, and throw that on there. Boy, you've got you a good deal. If you happen to have some dandelion greens or a little lettuce you've got planted in a flower box or whatever, then you can have you a little salad. If you got some onions, you got any kind of garden or whatever, then you can put this together with that and you can have you a decent little meal and spread it out. I'm going to give you another tip. Go out to the stores, to the grocery store, or to like a health food store or GNC or somewhere, and get you a big tub of like the whey protein, the bodybuilder's jug of powder you mix in with either water or with milk. Mix some cold water or cold milk, stir it up, get a chocolate or vanilla or strawberry, whatever it is. And keep that because that's a very concentrated form of protein and some carbohydrates plus other nutrients, vitamins and minerals and stuff. That is takes up hardly any storage, and if you can get a jug or two or three or four of that, you can add a little bit of that stuff to some water and drink a shake in the morning or shake at noon. Maybe you have a good breakfast, then you drink a shake at noon, and then you have something at night where you have a regular meal. So maybe you got two meals, or maybe you took two scoops of that, you drink a couple shakes, and then you have your can of chunky soup and your rice later on. Then that will maybe extend out your supplies. Because he who's got the supplies and the logistics to move them in time of war to resupply themselves, they will stay in the fight. They will stay in the game. They will stay in and be able to stand for Lord Jesus, stand against evil, put on that full armor of God, and then put your own body armor on. Put your own body armor on. If you got level 4, then God bless you. You got 3A, 3, then bless that. But I will tell you what, I will tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is going to get serious. And regardless who's going to come at you, regardless of who's going to come at you, somebody will, let me tell you. Somebody's going to come at some point. They're going to get into your bank accounts. They're going to try to come and take your guns. And I, incidentally, I just remembered Osama's name. It was Tim Osman. Tim Osman was the name he went by. Tim Osman was the name he went by. And then also, you know, we've heard about that the government is trying to pay farmers to destroy crops. And then that's doing that. And then they're artificially keeping up the drought in the western region of the United States. Meanwhile, they're using weather control out of the Gulf, coming out of Mexico and the Gulf of Mexico, and making that to be the jet stream, which the jet stream used to come down, you know, like through Washington, Oregon, and Northern California, come down over the Rockies and down into Texas, and then swing on up in Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and on then into the Ohio and extend out, okay? And then sometimes you would have some along the Gulf, some along the northern reaches, but that was more the standard jet stream, the standard flow, and now they're recreated the weather, and they're artificially holding California, Oregon, you know, Washington State, Idaho, parts of Montana, they're holding all of that in massive drought all the way into the western Kansas, west Texas, you know, western Nebraska, Colorado. They're holding that in the drought region. And then the Colorado River's got no water in it hardly. Utah, those places, the ranchers, the old crazy horse up there, high up, old crazy horse got him in the hillbilly road. It's got a little a rancho up there for some horse and what have you. But I'll tell you what, there's no moisture, hardly any. And meanwhile, they're throwing rain after rain after rain on the Gulf Coast and through Louisiana, Texas, on over and flooding it all out. And then they're flooding out what? They're flooding out, coming on up into Oklahoma, Kansas, and Missouri and all of that. We've had rain. Now, the problem is that's all cutting through in those areas, cutting through the wheat crop that will then be harvested, is supposed to be harvested, like starting in June, July, in that time frame. And we're already there, and now we're getting too wet at the end in hopes that they will give moisture to the supposedly the corn farmers, okay? And there's some corn in Kansas, but not much. There's more in Missouri. There's a lot more in Nebraska, Iowa, but there's more in Illinois and those kind of places. And that's an important crop. But the wheat is what feeds the people. The wheat is what makes the bread. Okay? Now, Tennessee's mad because Biden allegedly is secretly flying migrant children from the border secretly into Tennessee. Well, let me tell you, just wait till Joe Biden, old Red China Joe, $10 gallon man, son took the money, the $1.45 billion allegedly, and then also some from the Ruski and the Ukrainian too. You want old IRS to investigate a bank account, then get old China Joe's bank accounts and look at them, you know? Ladies and gentlemen. But they're secretly flying in migrant children. Well, the fact is, just wait until he starts bringing over Gaza Palestinians as refugees. You just wait for that. Clandestinely. But do you remember back in the days of Obama, Biden, they were bringing in thousands of Syrian refugees. And do you recall I reported on air, on this show, Back then, somebody who was an eyewitness in the desert of California as they were coming through from Southern California into the slight desert region, and there were school buses out there, buses with Syrian refugees, and then there were station wagons and vans and stuff, and most of them were from allegedly Catholic church-affiliated refugee programs and all that kind of stuff, who were being paid by Obama to clandestinely pick up the Syrian refugees, repopulate them in cities all over the United States without telling anybody where they're putting them. So I reported that to you back then because the person I knew stopped and asked somebody, well, who are these people? Well, they're the Syrians, and the government doesn't want everybody to know where they're going, so they're not going to be harassed. They're Syrian refugees, none of which basically were ever vetted. And then, you know, by jing, he got the talking to by old what's-her-majigger from Michigan, the Palestinian congressional representative, Tlaib. As he arrived on the tarmac, she started reading the riot act to him. So I guess they're going to see, and if you lived up Dearborn way, near that new Ford electric truck plant, you know, or whatever, if you lived up Dearborn way at the River Rouge, you might just see a whole lot of new Palestinian refugees coming in. And then if you recall, the old Somali Joes, when they came over, I reported on air because there were stories about it, that a family of four from Somalia back then, which then is the one girl who married her brother to get in here and now is a congressman. Oh, yes, the turban head. She marries her brother to come into the United States illegally and becomes a congressperson. But back then, there were reports that like a family of four or five of the from Somalia that they were taking in per year from the U.S. government benefits worth approximately $240,000 or $50,000 a year for that family. And I thought back then, well, man, shouldn't every veteran that ever walked down the block get that of his family? Oh, no, we've got to get rid of, all the VA system so you can give that money to the illegal aliens, to the refugees. Ladies and gentlemen, put a fork in it. This country's doggone about done. And yes, Doc Jack, I had talked about this years ago too. What they're going to do is they're going to hold you up for food, and you've got to sign over to the Mark of the Beast system, which apparently now is to get a jab in your arm so then a magnet can sit on it, and then those metals can be tracking you and then also be used on the excitement kind of a phase. Well, how can they track you? Well, if they got the right stuff in them, they just beam down and it pops back. You're like a transponder. Of course, you've already got your triangulation with your cell phone device, your device. And then if nothing else, you just go on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter Bird and all of that. And you just tell everybody where you're going on vacation and where you just went. And oh, you're going to be gone this weekend and la, 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 la. And you're updating your dossier on a daily basis. Get off the Facebook. Get off the Twitter Bird. Get off all that crap. Go out and buy food. You can't hardly get firearms. You can't get ammunition anymore, hardly. But whatever you can get it. Best thing I can tell you is if you had a 12-gauge shotgun, there's a lot of 12-gauge ammunition out there of various strengths and sizes. But at least it'll pop. You know what I'm saying? Now, reports from Lady J out of the areas down there in the Smokies and the Blue Ridge and what have you is that apparently in discussing with somebody they know that they own a store, a farm supply kind of a store, out in the country, that they're not going to be getting any jar lids or jars from Ball or any of the Golden Harvest or any of the canning manufacturers. All of that stuff apparently is going to go to Walmart and other large blockhouse stores, okay? Big box. So you're need to going to go to look. You better look on a daily basis to pick up what you can from a Walmart or those kind of places. I would go to some of the other bigger stores or the Kroger types or those that are Kroger affiliates or whatever. Anybody who's big box, go and look at them. Maybe Costco, but I doubt it. But look at them and look and see and get any kind of size jar or lids or whatever you can, because if nothing else, down the road, when we all go to barter and this thing has collapsed and they've taken out the power grid, the weapon of ending nation by the Russians or the Chinese, whatever, taken out the power grids, knocked down the stock market, all your banking system, your bond system, all of it's all gone. And then the only thing you got is what Brother Quayle said years ago. He started saying it from the time he was on, back in the early 90s, mid-90s in Johnstone, Colorado. And then he got onto the shortwave, Blueprint of Survival and all the stuff, then the Q-Files. And he said it year after year, the only thing you're going to have is what you got in your hands, what you can touch. And the only money you'll have, the only food you'll have, you know, it's going to be gold, silver, platinum, and then it's going to be long-term storage food or whatever other food that you have purchased or whatever food that you can grow. And I'm going to tell you, you say, well, I got a lot of stuff in the freezer. Well, what tells you that you're going to have any power in the power grid? You'd better have, incidentally, set up to where you're protecting it in the boxes with some sort of screen over the boxes, metal screening. Just keep it that way. You're going to have some sort of basic solar stuff like out of the Harbor Freight or some of the other companies. But for Harbor Freight, for $199 or $89 or whatever it is, you can get about 100 watts of solar. You can then also, then it gives you a small little charge controller, the wiring to hook up and that kind of stuff. And then if you can then get you a converter, you know what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, it's hard to think here tonight because I don't know what's going on, but the fact is they've had one of them little stupid things up over me until I discussed it with somebody last night. Then immediately after that, they moved it up to about Sioux City, Iowa. So you're going to have 1.5 times the value of the crops for farmers to destroy them, allegedly. All right? So I've seen that stuff before. And I've been telling you for years, Brother Quayle's been telling you for years. Now, Crazy Horse, you're telling me to order direct from Ball or from Care on the Internet. As far as I know, I don't think you can get them, okay? I don't think you can get them, all right? Because there's no supply out there. If you can, people give it a try. Try ordering direct from Ball or Care on the Internet. Give it a try right now and order whatever you can get. If you can buy all that, get it up. But as far as I know, that stuff isn't available. It says, oh, we'll take your order, but it's 6 weeks out. 6 weeks, we could be in a situation where we've already had the weapons of ending nation shot from the Arctic and popped over and knocked the power grids out. And then look at Mr. Blinken in his designer mask where he's standing next to Lavrov. They're going to do the elbow bump like they're some kind of Euro chic little whimper wicker snappers, you know? Well, Lavrov ain't like that. Lavrov told him, if you mess with Russia, we're going to knock your teeth out. Okay? That's what he told him. I'm sure old Blinken and Stinkin' here, he didn't like that, but I don't know what he probably got a puckering string factor on that deal. Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen. This stuff is going to go wild weasel. It's already going wild weasel. But when you see an explosion of this offshore radar and you're taking out one of the key commanders of an early warning missile group in Space Command because he wants to, doesn't like the fact that the U.S. military and this Austin, Steve Austin, the hybrid boy or man, they don't like him and all these people in the Beijing shoving down all this Marxism and crap through the military and saying that they're sending these videos for every unit of the United States military and it says that the white people are inherently evil. Well, let me tell you what. Maybe everybody who is Caucasian in the U.S. military, why don't you just say, go to your commanding officer and say, do you want me to quit? You're saying I'm inherently evil? And then if every single person, you know, a million or two said it, then maybe there's room to go out and become a part of the state militia groups of the Texas National Guard, the Texas State Militia, or wherever it is, and maybe each state could form their own. And then just sort of seize the armories and the what have you and defend their own bit using the military that should be here to protect the United States but is not being allowed to do so, who will be spent, mind you, I guarantee you they'll be spent and knocked out of the box, and we're going to be leaving the United States alone. Now, I got a report earlier today, early this afternoon before the show. You go to the North Island, you go to North Island up there in, where is it, off of San Diego and Coronado. You go to North Island Naval Station, and the chickens have all flown the coop. All of the, not the chickens, but the, just in vernacular, not in terms of lack of courage, but all of the ships, U.S. Naval vessels, are all out of North Island. There's nobody up there. All out to sea somewhere. Well, that may be good in some respects because I'm telling you that the Google balloons, alleged Google balloons, the loony balloons that I alleged were the Red Chinese command and control, and then now, of course, since the occupant of the White House is Red China Joe, $10 gallon man, son takes $1.45 billion from the Red Chinese, don't you know? Is that enough to buy a president, ladies and gentlemen? And a cabinet, you better believe it is. Consequently, it may be a good thing because I tell you, all of the positions and these Google loony balloons, allegedly the Red Chinese balloons, were forwarding all the information back to the Red Chinese command and control. And I guarantee you they still probably have an input. Allegedly would have an input. Yeah, let's see here. Folks, go up to masonlids-official.com, masonlids-official.com, and go up and see if they have any in-stock mason jar lids or jars or what have you. And that's sent in by Crazy Horse. I know that they're there, but I'm not sure if they've got them in stock. So give it a try. Anyway, so ladies and gentlemen, that's just another possible source, and God bless you for sending that up. But we got none of our ships in the North Naval Station there in San Diego. But maybe it's good because then the hypersonics couldn't rain down if you're all in one spot. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they couldn't hear the cadence calls of the recon Marines at Pendleton, you know? or the Raiders, or the Navy SEALs, all I know is this. You had better get ready to defend yourselves. Gentlemen, be ready to defend yourselves. Remember Sergeant Major Plumlee? In the movie. Gentlemen, prepare to defend yourselves. All right. Well, I would say, ladies and gentlemen, prepare to defend yourselves. And if you go out tonight, go out and go, just go down. If you got to go to the store, get an extra 2, 3, 4 cans. If you got 4 people in your family, 5, get 5 extra cans of chunky soup. Fill your tank up with gas because it's going to go higher. Because the Colonial is still goofed up, you know. And who's to say they don't start on the next one? Or that the Whitmer shuts the one down in Michigan, that goes Michigan, Wisconsin, et cetera, up in that area. Oh, boy. Well, I will say this. You don't want to go into their Luciferian night without a fight. I pray once more for Brother James. Lord Jesus, if it be thy will, if it be thy will, Lord, then restore James back to health. Provide a medical miracle to him while he's on the, while he's intubated or is on the ventilator. And if it be his time, Lord Jesus, then please comfort his family and show them that he is with you in heaven. But if not, bring him on back, Lord Jesus. In your name I pray. Don't go into the Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Stand for your family and your homestead. Against all these mighty men and women of valor of your high technology that they don't need to be aware of. Although they seem to just be reintroduced to the space, brethren. Hope you guys about stand in the gap against some of them. Use your high technology to strike blow against the enemy of the United States. Bandango Rangers are so ready and the fool was out of 9-6. An old road and track goes back to still nothing. Good night, Miss Duff. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Thank you.